What do you make of the picture as it's developing now, Sir Tony?
Well, it's very depressing, isn't it? I mean, yesterday was the day of the biggest violence since the whole crisis began. The society is obviously increasingly polarised. We're sliding very visibly towards civil war unless the West and Russia between them can sort it out.
Well, they've tried and failed.
Well, they have tried with the Geneva Agreement. It's failed. It looks as if it's obviously not working very well. Russia doesn't want to invade Ukraine. That simply makes things much, much worse from their point of view in all sorts of ways.
Right, but just to be clear about that, it doesn't want to invade, not because it couldn't. It obviously has the military wherewithal to do so, but the economic price of that would be huge.
Well, I don't think it's so much the economic price. This is a matter of more importance than economics to the Russian government. It would land them in a shooting war, probably with the Ukrainian army, which is unthinkable for them. And it would land them with ultimate responsibility for a bankrupt, ungovernable eastern Ukraine, which they don't want either. So the Russian interest is very clearly in having a Ukraine which is neutral, as they've requested, where the concerns of the Russian population are protected, which they've also requested, but which they don't particularly want to run. Now, that ought to be an achievable set of objectives. Western policy, meanwhile, unfortunately, sanctions and all that, is looking just increasingly self-indulgent and irrelevant. No Western minister or official is claiming that sanctions are going to change Russian policy in the short term. And the short term is now what it's all about. And while talking to Mr. Putin may look very unpalatable, not talking to him is looking increasingly disastrous.
But irrelevant is one word to use. Self-indulgent, in what sense?
In the sense that, in America, what Mr. Obama is having to do is look tough for a right-wing Congress. What is going on over here in Europe is the same. Russia's done something, we don't like it, we need to be seen to do something about it. There's nothing effective we can do, so we introduce slightly more sanctions each time, which, if they do anything, they further alienate the Russians and make it more difficult to do the ultimate deal we're going to have to do.
But what else could they do? I mean, you may be right, you're absolutely right, self-indulgent, irrelevant, all the rest of it, but what could they do apart from sanctions?
We've done some sanctions, they've made no difference. You keep on talking tough, but you find channels to Russia which will begin a constructive dialogue, and you restrain the Kiev authorities from pursuing their campaign in the East, if you can. That's very true. I mean, I don't think the Russians have as much control as everyone is claiming over the dissidents there. I don't think the Ukrainians and we have as much control over the Western Ukrainians as everybody is claiming. But if you can, you restrain them from pursuing their course in East Ukraine, which is leading to greater violence. And it's fair to say, which is making much more difficult the moment when we could begin to see a resolution of all this, which is the presidential election on the 25th of May.
Yeah.
As the situation continues to deteriorate, the likelihood of being able to hold a presidential election which holds any credibility at all steadily goes down.